Stand by your word. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Stand by your word. How many times do we hire people and work with people who tell us they can do things and they don't perform? They don't perform, they don't stand by their words. And in the Lily of the Fields, the one actor was saying to another, "I'll hire you to run my big equipment, and you start at 7 in the morning. And at 7:15, if you are not able to produce with the equipment, you're gone. You're out of here." Can you stand by your word? Can you stand up to whatever you say you will do and not feel sorry for yourself? I've had a lot of people come to work for me at different jobs, and they worked and did beautiful work. And then they started to even do better work. And they worked harder than ever before, and they were really putting out good. And then all of a sudden they realized, hey, they're working too hard and they're getting less pay. And so they started saying, hey, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to cut back on my work. I'm going to cut back on my service, and maybe I'll get more pay. Well, that's not the way to get more pay. The way to get more pay is to stand by your word. Now, it's true, they stood by their word. They did what they said they would do, but then they did even more. They found that they had talent that they hadn't really realized, and they began doing their job more efficiently, and they began doing their job more effectively. And as they did this, they found that it was fun doing the job, but then they thought, hey, I should be paid for this. I should be paid for this. And the moment they started saying, I should be paid for this, they started to withdraw their talent, withdraw their ability to do the job well. Now, the boss looks at this and he says, hey, I hired you to do a job. Now, I want you to do the job. Now, that you do the job more efficiently and more effectively than I asked, that's your privilege. But I asked you to do the job. I want the job done. Being more efficient and more effective, that's wonderful. That's a great thing. But the thing is, I haven't put in my budget to pay you more to do more. I put in my budget to pay you to do what I asked you to do. Now, if you're going to do what I asked you to do, and do it beautifully and harmoniously and happily, and do it with all your heart, that's exactly what I want done. But you see, so often we feel that we're worth more than we're getting paid. Our efforts are worth more. And other people doing the same thing as we are getting more pay. And we should get more pay too. And so then we cut back on even the little bit that we're doing. And of course, we become less desirable, and we are not people of our word. When you hire on to a job, you hire on as certain talents. You hire on with certain abilities, and you're expected to carry out those abilities. Now, if you don't carry them out, then you are released from your job. Many people come to the monastery and they want to work at the monastery and be monks. They want to do the things that it takes to be a monk. They want to have time for meditation, have time for introspection, have time to do their studies and have time to do their lessons. They want to have time to do their eating. They want to have time to do their taking care of their laundry and their clothing. They want to have time to take care of their houses and maintain the houses. They want to have time over and above whatever it is. Now, very little time is left for doing the uni work. Very little time is left. We only ask about 6 hours a day for anyone who is working as a monk at the University of Healing. And we say, I'm putting in about 6 hours on the university work. Not cooking the meals, not taking care of your house, not taking care of your laundry, not taking care of anything that's personal, but doing just for the uni. Then you have time for your meditation. You have time for your introspection. You have time for working on your lessons of the courses that you're taking. And specific time is added all up to these things. And when you add that all up, then you still have a lot of hours left. You have a lot of time left. But the thing is, what is happening so often at the university here and at the monastery is that people begin to think that the work that they're doing, which they would normally do at home on their off hours, are things that should be done here on their on hours. And that when they're here, they should be making the meals, and that should be included as part of their uni work. And when they wash the dishes, that should be part of their uni work. And when they wash their clothes, that should be part of their uni work. And when they iron their clothes and put their clothes away in the closet, that should be part of the uni work. And when they do their housework, taking care of the houses that they're given to live in, that's part of the uni work. Can you imagine if you had a job and you were asked to put in 8 hours on the job, and then you brought your laundry to the job, and you brought your problems to the job, you brought your children to the job to be babysat and stuff, you would soon find that that job, the boss would not find that too acceptable. And he would soon say, adios, amigos. He would say, we've had enough of that. Do you dedicate yourself to doing your work on your job? We at the university say, okay, you give 6 hours for your university work, whatever it may be. You give an hour of studying on your lesson 3 times a day. You give time for meditation, maybe an hour, whatever. And you take other time and you do whatever things you want to do, your personal work, your laundry, and stuff like that. Well, now you add up all these hours, and you start with the 6, and then you take the 3 for your studies, and you take the 1 for your meditation. So that's 6, 7, 8, 9, and then you take 10, and then you take 3 hours for cooking the meals, 10, 11, 12, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then you take an hour a day for doing your laundry. Whoever does that, I don't know, but anyhow. So that's 11. Now, there we have 11 hours. Now maybe we have 12 hours. Now, we might even throw in a couple hours. Well, how many hours of the day are left? Well, you have two. The day is made up into 24 hours. You have another 12 hours. Now, what are you going to do with those 12 hours? Well, 8 hours, you're going to sleep. Well, some people say, no, I got to have 10. All right, 8, 9, 10 hours. They still got 2 hours left over. Now, what are you going to do with those 2 hours? Are you going to enjoy doing work for the uni? Are you going to go out and do the gardening? Are you going to go and tend to the washing the cars? And are you going to tend to doing the housekeeping? And are you going to do this and that? You see, when we start doing things and making pledges and making promises, and then we wonder why it's not working out, it's all because we sometimes have our misappropriation of our time. We say certain things belong to the uni, and the uni should be supporting that, and we do that on our uni time, and it's not the truth. It's not the truth. If you were to do that in a normal workaday world, you'd soon be out of the normal workaday world, because you do your laundry when you go home at night. You do your cooking when you go home at night. You do your housekeeping when you go home at night. You do your studying when you go home at night. You do your work when you go home at night. That's what you do. And here, it all just sort of blends into one. Well, those students who got the most and get the most out of being a monk at the University of Healing at the Absolute Monastery are people who dedicate their time well spent, carefully laid out, so that they are beneficial. They do not spend time in moaning and groaning. They do not spend time in wishing. They just set up their schedule and they follow it. And as a genius, they follow it. A master consciousness knows what he's doing and he follows it. A person who is a student knows what he must do and he follows it. When you go home after school as a student, and you don't do your homework, you wait and watch TV, or you say after dinner, or after this, or after that. Well, by that time, you're all pretty well tuckered out, and you're not too interested in doing your homework. And so your grades suffer, and your opportunity to learn and grow and expand suffers. Life demands that we give our best if we want to get our best. When we give our word that we will do certain things, we should stand by that. No matter how difficult it is, we stand by it. If you have a job and the boss says, come on in, and you don't come in, then he says, okay, sorry, we'll get somebody else who does come in. If you have a job and you are not there to do the job, you're always sick or something like that, the boss says, you're being sick is none of my business. You're being well and healthy and a good worker, that's my business. I don't have to pay for your illnesses. I don't have to pay for your unhappinesses. That's your business. That's for you to take care of. And we forget those things. We forget those things all too readily. And because we forget it, we make ourselves poor employees. We make ourselves poor students, poor masters, poor beings in the life that could be so beautiful. What do you want? Are you ready to stand by your word of whatever it is? When you say you'll do a thing, will you do it, even if it sometimes costs you to do it? When you made up your mind you're going to do things, do you stand up for these things that you do? And standing up for these things that you do, are you doing them with all your heart and all your soul and all your being? Are you being the master consciousness that you can be? Well, the winners are. And many people in this world are winners. There are people who have happiness as their experience. They have success as their experience. They have delight and appreciation by themselves and others of themselves by their experience. Life is a great and wonderful adventure. And it is only so when we stand up for our word. Be careful in giving your word to yourself or to others, but mainly to yourself. Because if you don't keep your word to yourself, something that you have said outwardly, then your life becomes a very sad experience indeed. But it's your life can be the most glorious, fulfilling, rewarding experience that you could ever want. When you are a dreamer, when you follow your goals, when you follow your agreement with yourself, when you follow your word. Because your word is your bond, and your bond is what brings you happiness, joy, peace, harmony, and wholeness. Live in that way today. It's your choice. It's your experience. It's your life. And know that I see it done for you now, right now, in every beautiful, wonderful way. I love you. I love you. I love you.